Weber 901, a little late, but okay. On a Tuesday morning, Sefer Mitzvot number 206, Bahavra L'Reacha
Kamocha. L'Reacha Kamocha. Okay, that's how it came out in English.
Yeah.
Okay, so, correct. It's my mistake. I apologize. Cut my salary. Okay. So on the one hand, you know, V'Yachal L'Reacha Kamocha is the kind of mitzvah that you wait for, because like, wow, there's a million things to say. And there are a million things to say. I want to remind us that, you know, in the Rambam, that's done thematic, last week was Hocheach Hocheach Et Amitacha, right? Which implies something different than V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Okay. Let's put it this way. We would have to admit that V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, which is like a wonderful and beautiful klal gadol batorah, as Rabbi Akiva says, must have exceptions. Right? We have a sense of it, that it must have exceptions. That's one point. The second point is, I don't know about you, but to me, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, if taken seriously, sounds like a lot to bite off. Right? It's one thing to say, you know, have a done at kol ha'adam l'kaf zchut. Try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I think I could do that. I think I could try. V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, like literally, that seems very hard. It just does. And since we, you know, you can hide behind like zeh klal gadol v'torah, okay, all things being equal, you should try for this thing. But once we make it like a mitzvah satorah, and it's a halacha, it means that the Torah takes it seriously and that it must be something that can be applied practically. Okay? So the goal, I suppose, today is to come up with a functional definition of V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha and then see how it plays out in comparison to... Here's an example. Rabbi Akiva also has a famous din. There's a machlokes. If two people are walking in the desert, right? Lifeboat ethics. Two people are walking in the desert, and between them, they have one canteen of water, and that canteen of water will only support one of them.
You drink it.
To live to, you know, okay? So Ben Petura says, better to share it, and they both die. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's ridiculous. The person who has the water should drink it, because mutav Sheyichya, one of them, right? Mishayamos, both of them. So that's the same Rabbi Akiva who says, V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Okay? So we have to sort these things out. Now, let's start with the pasuk.
Is this on everyone's list, this mitzvah?
Yeah. Let's start with the pasuk. The pasuk in Kiddushim says, and again, the same question we often ask. The question is, are they two separate clauses in the pasuk, or are they read together? Lo tikom v'lo titor et b'nei amecha. Do not take revenge, you know, and do not take vengeance, and do not take... Again, it's generally understood that lo titor is, if I ask you, you know, can I borrow a cup of sugar? I'm in the middle of baking. Right. And you say no. The next day you come to borrow a cup of sugar from me, and I say, okay, I'll give you the sugar, despite the fact that you wouldn't give it to me yesterday. That's lo titor. Lo tikom is I say, no, you didn't give it to me, I'm not giving it to you. Okay, they're both obviously very bad character traits and very negative things to do. Lo tikom litot b'nei amecha, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Right, so it could be, you know, don't take revenge, rather v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, or v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha could just be a standalone clause. But whenever you talk about V'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, you have to think of it in the context of, you know, prohibitions on, like, Lo Tisnat Achicha Bilvavecha, right? You're not allowed to, you know, hate a person in your heart, you're not allowed to take revenge, etc. Okay. Let's start with the Rambam. In source number 2, the Rambam we are up to is Reish Vav number 206. Bruce. I give you one job.
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't want a sheet.
Oh, sheet.
Here's one.
Here's
some
of the water.
Well, it's such a simple job
like
you have, and yet.
I asked him water, said no. I know. Yes. Water is
okay.
Like Torah.
Yes,
it's okay.
Would you like a bisuket?
Okay. Coffee. Bruce would give you blood, but Bruce brought only one piece for himself. She's right there, so you can't have that. Now, we might discuss Bruce's behavior in the context of your Haftal or Fakamoka.
Take all class.
But we, no, but we won't. V'hamitzvah ha-resh vav. He shet sivanu le'ehov kitzatenu et kitzatenu. So, it's a strange phrasing, but what's kitzat?
A little.
Right, like some should love others. Mm. Okay? But, according to the Rambam, what's the mitzvah? Read. I mean, it's there. What's the mitzvah according to the Rambam? Who says it? Le'ehov. The thing I'm scared of.
Oh, delicious.
Le'ehov. The thing that I'm scared of is the Rambam. The Rambam really thinks the mitzvah is to love your fellow as yourself. And then if you missed it, he says, "Kimoshen ne'ahav atzmenu." You have to love another person the way you love yourself. Okay?
So what if you hate yourself?
What if you hate yourself? That's a very, very fair question. And I think it's a good question. Because, you know, presumably, you know, you're limited in some way. Like, if you can't love yourself, it might be difficult, it might be impossible to love somebody else. Okay. See, the point I'm trying to get at is, if we define v'ahavta lerecha kamocha, let's say almost emotionally, and you're supposed to love another person like you love yourself, so then it's kind of a fair thing to say, well, it falls into those categories of mitzvahs that we would call, let's say, subjective, meaning you couldn't look up the objective standard. It really might depend on your capacity to love. But what's the other possibility? Let's say it doesn't mean emotion. What does it mean?
Linked to certain activities.
Correct. Then you can objectify it. Mm-hmm. The Torah doesn't mean love another person. The Torah means treat another person, let's say, as if you loved him. Right? So then probably it wouldn't work if, you know, the second one might allow you to have some kind of objective standard, even though the first one wouldn't. I'll tell you, it's a funny story, but I think in this context, when I was a lawyer, so when you're an associate, so a lot of your life depends on the partner you work for. So a friend of mine got assigned to work for a partner that I'd worked for, and so he came to my office and he said to me, "What's he like?" And I said, "The good news is that he treats you the way he treats himself." I said, "The bad news is, you know, right, there are people like that. He doesn't work you any harder, but he works every weekend. He works every, you know." Okay, let's just go back to the Rambam. So the Rambam, it's hard to get around the fact that the Rambam seems to say it actually means love. Vishitiyah. Now he gets to some practical applications. It says, Vishitiyechem lati v'ahavati le'achi. You know, my compassion for my brother, meaning another Jew, should be the same as the way it is for myself. It's hard. Kitzateno is kitzat. I mean, I think it means kitzat. Like, you know, you should love other, you know, you're like a minority, right? A little bit of us should love a little bit of other people that same way. It's a strange. You came late. Mm-hmm. I already said that. I think that's how you read it. Okay. Even though I agree with you, it's very awkward. Okay. Like, I don't know why he would have chosen that. Now he gets the practical. So I should my compassion on others should be the same as my compassion for me. Bimamono, right? This relates to money. Ubigufo, and relates to you know your actual self. V'chol ma shiyehye birshuto, o yirtzeoto, anything that belongs to my fellow, or that he would desire, v'chol ma she'ertze la'atzmi, ertze lo kamohu. Right? Presumably, you know, all the things that I want in my life, I should want for him. Because that's an expression of loving him the way I love myself. V'chol ma she'esna la'atzmi, right, anything I would hate, oh, lemishi yidbakbi, or anybody I would hate for it to happen to my wife or my children, esna lo kamahu, I will similarly, you know, hate for him. Presumably, you know, I'll try to make sure that he, that these things don't happen to him. So what the Rambam is doing, the Rambam does two things. First, he says the mitzvah really is to love your fellow as yourself. I you know, as scary as that is, I think that that's what the Rambam holds. What does it mean? It means that you should feel the compassion you feel for yourself, or the kind of the self-protective nature that you have, should apply to other people. Things that you would want, you know, you should want for him. So, for example, this may be a bad example, but I think people do this. I know because I do it. Like, I don't know. You take a certain Sikh shul, and you say, probably, you know, probably he wants a back row. I want to sit in the front row. I think the Rambam would say, no, don't do that. You should assume that the thing that you want and the thing that you don't want, he doesn't want. Now, I don't think the Rambam thinks that everybody's the same. I don't think the Rambam thinks you can't, you know, this is, it's not clearly different. There's no difference between people. I don't, you know that your neighbor loves beer, okay? And somebody gives you a six-pack and you're not going to drink it. I think the Rambam would say, well, throw it out because you don't like beer, so your neighbor... Of course, it doesn't work that way. But the Rambam is saying, within reason, if you love another person, the assumption is you would want for him all the things that you would want for you. And similarly, the flip side, right? You would want to help him avoid all the things that you would like to avoid. You don't say to yourself, no, I'm sure the guy wanted me to call the tax authorities and tell them that he owes taxes because he wants to pay taxes. You know, he wants to be above board. It's just me, you know. Okay? But
well, that's the perhaps chus.
Yes, but that's a silly concept, but okay. Now let's look at the Rambam now in Hilchos Deos, just to make sure we read this properly. Right, again, Sefer Mitzvos is the description of the mitzvah. The Hilchos Deos is really how to apply. So he says, Mitzvah al kol adam le'ehov et kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. Now, I bolded that because it's important, because I want to come back to it. But also because it contrasts with Lehov Kitzatenu at Kitzatenu. The language we didn't really understand in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says, it means all Jews. Now, Mr. Weiser, you could ask your question now, that you were going to ask at some point. It says, what's like, your question is going to be, it says, V'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, l'reyacha. It doesn't mean every Jew. Sometimes the drasha is l'reyacha b'toro v'mitzvos. So I'm just saying, you can't miss the fact that the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka says, Mitzvah al kol adam lehov et kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. The Rambam is not a wordy person. He wants you to know that it means all Jews, although it will raise questions. Yes?
I just want to, you know, you can take out the Jew from the Holocaust, but the Holocaust, you cannot lose Jew. I want to tell you, my uncle was traveling with a rabbi, a big rabbi. I don't mean the other mention.
Okay.
And he was eating some peels, potato mm-hmm. in the wagons. And he asked, so he told him after that, come on, so he didn't give him.
Okay.
Tomorrow they're liberated by the army, mm-hmm. and he was stuck with the potato.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And last night, by the way, I went to see a documentary on the Kleisenberger Rebbe.
Oh, wow.
It's excellent. If you,
this was
sense.
Oh, okay, okay. Anyway, back inside. Okay, number three. Mitzvah kol adam lehov et kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael kigufo. Kigufo, for real. Kigufo. Shenemar v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Lefikach. Now the Rambam says, what does that mean? Tzarich l'saper bishvacho. You have to speak well of him. Right, again, presumably you want people to speak well of you. V'lachos al mamono, right, to protect his money. Ka'ashehu chas al mamon atzmo. So that means, you know, if he's on vacation and you see that the water, you know, is the hose in his backyard is running, you don't say to yourself, you know, maybe he wants whatever. You understand that you're saving his money and you should do that. Ka'ashehu chas al mamon atzmo. V'rotze b'chor atzmo, like anybody would want to be respected, so you should respect him. V'hamit kabeid, this is harsh. V'hamit kabeid b'kalon chaveiro, a person who glories in the failure of his fellow, right? I think that the fancy word for
Schadenfreude.
That... Schadenfreude. Thank
Only
you.
Only the Germans could come up with it. Like
I thought it was Swedish. Okay. Ein lo chelek lo'olam haba. That's a harsh statement.
Wow.
The Rambam says, and it really sounds like it's not part of the din v'yohaf l'orecha kamocha because it's so far away from it. But the Rambam finds that this is the place to put it in. There's a mitzvah to love your fellow, which means to treat him the way you would want to be treated. That's one thing. And forgetting that, a person who glories in his neighbor's failure ain't lo chelek l'olam haba, right? That's not a violation of, you know, a mitzvah satorah. That's like, you know, ain't lo chelek l'olam haba is like, you know, you've lost everything. Now, I don't know what it really means.
Talking about the private vein. I mean, politically, we hate each other. One part, like mad here. To the point where it becomes personal. Now, does this mean that only the individual realm, or are we talking about the public realm?
So it's hard, right? Sometimes when you're in the public realm, the rules don't apply, right? You obviously, if you're running for election, so presumably you don't want the other guy to win, right? You know, what does it mean? I'm in an election now, Oded Revivi, and I want to, on the one hand, do v'yahav to lorecha kamocha to whatever the other guy's name is. But what are you going to do?
But it goes beyond that into invective and...
So that's the invective is easy to deal with. I think, let's do what I think the normal case is. The normal case is, for myself. The normal case is, you know, your neighbor is Mr. Perfect. You know, and everybody respects him, and he's rich, and everything is great. And you know what? It turns out he has a bad marriage. And you're like, nah, I feel better.
Now,
I was always jealous of this guy.
Whoa.
But it turns out, right? Some form of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's a terrible thing. But that's like the. Let's face it. If I told you a story like that, everybody would say the same thing. That's a bad person. Right? There's nothing in it for me. I get nothing. It's not a zero sum game. You see, I think when you're talking about a zero sum game, the Torah allows for competition. Right? It's not against competition. But when it gets personal, or I think the easiest case is no. You could have the same thing. Right? You won the lottery. It's a great thing. And the next week your neighbor won the lottery and you're disappointed. Because now you're less, you know, right? I think that makes you a bad person. It makes you a bad person. And, you know, we all understand how that works. And I think that's what I'm saying. I think it's well beyond the bitul mitzvah saseh of the Yohaf L'Recha. Come on, what I'm saying, it's much worse than that.
Do you think it would be worse if you made it into a low taseh? Like a corresponding low taseh?
So there is this low tisna sachicha bilvavecha. Right? That
doesn't Hillel phrase it in the opposite way?
We'll get to Hillel. But I think this is a step beyond that. This is just, for sure, if you're disappointed when your friend wins the lottery, you're in violation of your Ahav Talarecha Kamocha, because you want to win the lottery yourself, for sure. Is it also Losisa Zachib Lavavacha? So you'll say, I think you would say, I don't hate my friend, right? Jealousy is not the same as hatred. In fact, jealousy probably implies that there's stuff about this guy that you respect and that you want. So I think it's a completely different thing. But
sincerest form of flattery.
It makes you a bad person. Now,
so when you don't get the girl and he does, that's a zero sum. That's not the same thing.
Right, so the answer would be, there's no question that Torah says you're allowed to be disappointed that you didn't get the girl. Probably to then hate the other guy, you know, is where you get to personal invective, and that's the kind of thing that's clearly usur. Now, the Ramban, it's hard for me to say exactly what the Ramban's shita is, but it's clear that the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. Look at number 4. The Ramban says, "V'ta'am v'ahavta l'orecha kamocha." This is unbelievable. Haflaga. It's an exaggeration.
That's what it means.
Ki lo yikabel lev ha'adam she'ye'ehov et chaveiro ki'ahavato et nafsho. He says, the Ramban says, it's impossible. Read it again. Ki lo yikabel lev ha'adam, a human being, a human heart, cannot accept Sheyehovet chavero, to love your a friend ke'avato et nafsho, the way he loves himself. It's just too much. Let's just finish.
Okay.
Va'od. So first of all, that I think that's classic Ramban ala Torah. The Ramban believed in his psychological insights. He really did. He read Torah, you know, in a certain way. He just said, this just seems really, really hard. Could the Torah really be demanding literally? One second.
Okay.
And then he says, Va'od, this is Mr. Weiser. Shekvar bo Rabbi Akiva v'limeid chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. Right? That's lifeboat ethics. And we talked about that at the beginning. You don't share the water if you're both going to die. If it's a zero-sum game, right? Two deaths or one death, the answer is your life comes first. Okay? So, it's hard to know whether these are two separate claims of the Ramban, or once he felt like it couldn't be that the Torah commands you to love another person the way you love yourself, that fell in with another shita of Chayecha Kodmin, in fact, in the practical sense. Because let's face it, we could easily distinguish that Gemara. What's the distinction? It's the one we made already. In a zero-sum game, you come first. Somebody has to come first in a zero-sum game, right? If you run for election, and somebody else announces they're going to run for election, so you go, you know what? I'm going to let him, it's not fair, I'll let him be the mayor, but the other guy has to say, no, I'll let him be the mayor, now no one's the mayor, right? So it has to be, but the Ramban doesn't do that. The Ramban doesn't distinguish by the zero-sum game thing, because I think he said, in his heart, the whole thing was impossible to begin with. It just wasn't possible to actually love another person. And I'll say this for myself. I think it's possible in isolated cases. Right? David and Yehonatan. You read that pasuk, Yehonatan loved David ka'avato et nafsho. Right? But to say you're going to love everybody in shul? Right? It's hard enough not to hate everybody in shul. I'm going to love everybody in shul the way I love myself. Right? So I think that's the Ramban. The Ramban says it just can't be. Now of course, Ramban is a pasuk, so what does it mean?
Yeah. Why not say like? Because you can like people.
So either I skipped it or it's here. The Ramban's going to say that. He has a grammatical take on the difference between v'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha and v'yahavta et reyacha kamocha.
Right.
Okay, so let's look at the Ramban. We're in number four. He says, so what is it? Ela mitzvat ha-Torah she-ye'ahav chaveiro b'chol inyan kasher ye'ahavet nafsho b'chol ha-tov. The Ramban says it's not so much emotion as desiring for your friend anything that you would desire for yourself. And now I think the Ramban has an amazing insight here. And again, it's psychological, but the Ramban. Ki pe'amim she'ye'ahav adam et rehu bidvarim yiduim lehitivo. Sometimes, he says, a person loves his fellow for narrow circumstances, in certain particular circumstances. For example, ba'osher v'lo b'chachmo ki'yotze b'zeh. Here's what I think the Ramban means. Okay? Your neighbor is really rich. Okay? But you've made your peace with that, and you actually enjoy the fact that he's rich, and you're happy for him. You know why? Because he's a moron. Because you know that you're smarter than him. So, okay, I give him, you know, great. He's rich and I'm not. I grant him that. So long as kind of you understand that I'm smart and he's not. Right? I really think the Ramban understood this, that you hold on to these ideas that, like, it's okay. I'm not jealous of this guy. He's crazy rich because, you know, I have things that he doesn't have. I think that's what the Ramban's going to. But if you really loved him completely, you would want all the things that you want. You would want it to be as smart as you, and you'd want it to be as rich as you, and you want it to be as good looking as you. All the things, you know, that you would want. V'lo she'yishve elav. But not that it's not that he's the same as you. Aval yihyeh chayfetz b'libo la'olam she'yihyehu yoter mimenu b'chol tova. Right? Like, you know, the violation is you want good things for him, but you want better things for you. V'yitzaveh katuv. You shouldn't have this jealousy in your heart. Aval ye'ehav birubot ha'tova l'chaveiro, ka'asher adam osel l'nafsho, v'lo yitain shi'urin bi'ahava. So now, I told you it's clear. It's clear what the Raman did at the beginning. It can't be that you're supposed to love another person like you love yourself. What is the mitzvah of the Raman? That's much harder. But I think he says basically, forget the emotion. Whatever you want for yourself, you should want for another person, and you should be happy for that person to get. And whatever you wouldn't want for yourself, you don't want for the other person. I think practically speaking, he's not that different than the Rambam. But the Rambam would say, the mitzvah is emotional, okay, but it has to express itself in actions. I think the Ramban would say, the mitzvah is not emotional, because the emotional part is impossible. But you could teach yourself, right? You could teach yourself to desire for another person that which you desire for you, even though, you know, it kind of ruins your standing in the community, because now you're not unique. And I think the Ramban thinks that's more accessible than this idea of loving another person. He just thinks loving another person seems insanely hard, and more than that, probably not the kind of thing you could teach yourself to do. Whereas you could teach yourself to try to be happy and to try to, you know, wish positive things for this person. That's what I think the Ramban says. Yeah,
it's very subjective. Like,
for sure.
Okay, right.
Whatever you say,
you may not want to be rich. So okay, so then, so you
correct.
Don't want necessarily. Okay, but learning Torah is important. So you want him to learn Torah like you learned Torah.
Look, I figure like this: the Torah knew how to say it other ways, right? The Torah knew "V'ahavta l'reach kamocha" was asking a lot of us, but you know, it's said in the positive way. Now Bruce is hinting at, because Bruce knows. And because it's easier also, I'm not saying that Bruce isn't capable of Yahav Tzol Re'echa Kamocha. He did give me less than half of his piece of cake. But still, but look at the Targum Yonasan at number 5. The Targum Yonasan...
I know you're watching your ways.
It's an... because
like
you're right, exactly.
Like I should.
It says, Lo Tehavun, number 5. Lo Tehavun Nakmin V'lo Natrin Dibabu Livnei Amach. That's just the translation of the first part of the pasuk. Lo tikom v'lo titor bnei amecha. Utirachamei lechaver. That really sounds like, it probably translates as, you should love your fellow. And now here it comes. Diman ant sanilach lo tavid le ana Hashem. That which you hate, you should not desire for him. That's exactly the same thing. That's the statement in the Gemara. Right, it's the polar opposite. It's too hard. He defines this in the negative. What does v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha mean? You shouldn't want something bad. The things that you want to avoid, the things that you wouldn't want to have happen to you, you shouldn't want to have happen to your fellow. Right, that's obviously much easier. You don't have to teach yourself to love, and you don't have to, you know, wish for every great thing on him, because it's too hard. But at a minimum, if you wouldn't want it, you should try to help him avoid it. You should want him to avoid it. Okay? So, we have three working definitions right now for the mitzvah. The first is exactly as it sounds, the Rambam would say. No, you have to love your fellow as yourself. It has to express itself in action, but you have to love your fellow as yourself. The second is the Ramban, who says that's impossible. You can't really love another person as you would yourself. The whole mitzvah is in action or in desire. You should desire for him what you desire for you, and in the reverse, you shouldn't be jealous of him getting something that you don't have. Okay? And now you have the Targum, which is also quoted in a bunch of places, that just does it in the negative. What's v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha? That which you would want to avoid, you should help him to avoid, or that which, you know, which you would feel bad if it happened to you, you should feel bad if it happened to him. Okay? Three working definitions. It seems to me that the Sefer HaChinuch in number 6 is a combination of all of these. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the mitzvah? Le'ehov kol echad mi Yisrael ahavat nefesh.
He believes he calls Yisrael chavena. According to him, is when the chavah and say chavah might...
Yes, we didn't deal yet with the question. Again, he's the Rambam said, kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael.
Everybody.
Again, we will have to come back to the point.
It means that you should love a Jew just like you said.
Okay, but we will come back to the point, because we have to, which is the whole idea of Hochech Tochech Et Amitecha. Right? There are people who are Rishayim. Right? What do we do with these people? There are people who are in violation of the Torah, and we'll see, there might be some bizarre mitzvah to hate them. Not emotionally, but to be unwilling to accept them for who they are. Okay? But again, here you have Lahov kol echad miYisrael ahavat nefesh, kilomar, what does that mean? Shenachmol al Yisrael va'al mamono, we should have compassion on them, on him, you know, on him and on his possessions. Kimo she'adam chomel al atzmo u'mimono. Exactly as you would try to save your own money. Shenema v'ahav tol recha kamocha. And then he says, v'amru zichron levracha, as if it's the same thing. De'alach sani lechavercha lo ta'avid. Now we just determined, or at least I think it's right, that that's not the same definition. That's the negative definition. The chinuch seems to basically roll all three possibilities that we put out there in the same definition. Love your fellow, right? Desire for him all good things and help him to avoid all bad things. Three, that which you wouldn't want to have happen to you, you shouldn't want it to have happen to him. Okay?
Why above though? The ahavta.
Right. So maybe the way you
only in this scenario where you don't take vengeance.
Right.
Cetera,
so nobody's. You're right. Nobody says that. It could just be a grammatical thing that lo tikom the way without the vav. I think it would have to be two psukim.
Yeah.
Lo tikom v'lo tikom b'nei amecha. Period.
In other words, it's weak like this. It was a separate.
I have to
puzzle.
Say, I don't know how it would. I don't think it's possible in Hebrew. To say ahav talare, I guess ahav, the Torah doesn't use that word, right? That's like an imperative,
mm-hmm.
right? Ahavta, but
that's
it's,
why
but
I'm
it's
saying
all,
it. But if you put, but you,
but it's also
it,
awkward.
But you
in
attach
Hebrew,
it to something specific here, as opposed to attaching it to a generalization. In other words,
okay.
You're talking about this pasuk's talking about taking vengeance, bearing a grudge,
right.
etc.
But what are you going to do? No one says what you say.
Okay.
No, that would be a very limiting thing. Right? It would be. Well, the truth is, maybe that's the reason for the negative connotation. Lo tikom letzor et b'nei amecha. Don't take vengeance. Rather, v'yahavta re'echa kamocha. Don't do something to him, right? That you wouldn't want to have happen to you. It could be the third shita reads it that way, that the vav limits it to be the flip side of the beginning of the pasuk. That could be.
Where's the ani Hashem at?
So the general, it's a good question. The general rule is, and it's in Rashi's all over the place in the Medrash, whenever it says Ani Hashem, it means it's a Dabar HaMosur Lelev. Meaning, nobody will ever know. They can never nail you on V'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha, because you're out there, you know, commiserating with this guy. I feel so terrible for what happened to you. You know, it's only in the privacy of your house that you're celebrating because you hate him. Right? So every time the Torah says Ani Hashem, the limud is that the thing that was just described is a davar hamoser lelev, is something that other people wouldn't know. So for example,
Marasayan.
Marasayan isn't a pasuk in the Torah.
No,
but the better example is you're not allowed to give bad advice. What's that pasuk in the Torah?
A stumbling block.
Okay, we'll do it that way. The pasuk says v'lifnei iver lo titein michshol v'yareitem elokecha ani Hashem. Right? So again, what's v'yareitem elokecha ani Hashem? So most people learn out, it probably doesn't mean literally don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. What it means is davar don't put a stumbling block in front of a person hasuma b'davar, who is blind with respect to this thing. Meaning, your friend comes to you and says, you know, I have an opportunity to buy all the stock in Tesla. And you go, yeah, that guy, he's completely normal. You could trust him. You know, even though you know that, or you work for the SEC and you know that he's about to get indicted. Right? And the stock's going to go down. So the answer is, when he comes back to you and he says, why'd you give me such bad advice? You could say to him, I had no idea. I really thought that Elon Musk was like a Lamed Vavnik, right? I didn't know. There's no way to prove it. V'yareisim elokecha ani Hashem. So same thing here. V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha ani Hashem, for sure. That's the limud. Ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know who you really are. Like, you know, don't try to fake people out. I know who you really are.
From the practical application. could be an internal emotional mitzvah, because the Ani Hashem.
You're right. The Ani Hashem could limit it, or, but the truth is, if it's in here, it's got to express itself in actions. See, I think if you loved another person, I think this has got to be true. That if you loved another person, at some point, it would have to reflect itself in action. At some point. It's just, it's not possible that, you know, I love this person, I never ever expressed it, I never ever helped. It can't be. Like, you know, like, when you talk to, I sometimes land up talking to guys about dating and relationships, because I know a lot about it. No. So, I say, it can't be, you know, they talk about the difference between emotion and I said, it can't be that you feel this strong emotion and it doesn't express itself in positive behavior. It has to be. So I think, in theory, in the narrowest sense, as Bruce wants to argue, is just in your heart. But I'm telling you, you know, Yonatan loved David HaMelech. How do I know? He was willing to give up the kingship for him. Not because he said it. Because it expressed itself in action, right? If you really love your wife, you really love your kids, you could think of 100 examples where you put them first.
Well, you know, the life of David was the better man for the job, practically speaking. But in this case, you could.
How many people who are running in elections go, you know what? He's better than me.
Well,
so there's never been an honest politician. Yeah. I'm just saying, Yonatan. It wasn't just the better man. Yonatan was in. It was his job.
Yeah.
Right, he was inheriting the job.
Here, I would say you can share in his joys and share in his sorrows.
Okay,
and that's an expression. Be happy when he's happy. Be sad when he's
good.
Sad.
It doesn't, because when you're sorry for when somebody else is sorry, you try to help them. Right, when you really feel their pain, you say something that's going to pump them up. You explain how they're going to overcome it. You know, it's the difference between like a casual shiva visit and no, this really hurt. You know. You could tell, everybody knows the difference. Okay? And now let's go back. We're on in the Sefer HaChinuch. V'amu b'sifrei, third line, second line from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Akiva, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Not only is it, you know, a mitzvah, but it's a foundational principle of the Torah. Kolomar, sheharbe mitzvot shebat Torah tluyin b'kach. This is a very important line. The Chinuch is saying, you know, sometimes there's overlap in mitzvos. The Chinuch says there's over. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha covers a bunch of other mitzvos in the Torah. It's not very narrow. But that doesn't change the fact that it's a standalone mitzvah, despite the fact that it overlaps with others, as we'll see in a minute. Okay, klomar shaharbei mitzvos shebat Torah tzulin b'kach. There's a lot of mitzvos that are dependent on. Well, listen, if you loved another person, here's a short list. Lo yignov mamono, right? Obviously, you wouldn't steal from him, which is an Isur Torah. Velo yin af et ishto. Don't ask me why. These are the examples the Chinuch gives, right? You won't cheat with his wife. Mamon, you won't cheat him out of money. Velo bidvarim, you won't be dishonest with him on any level. Velo yasig gvulo. Right, you won't move the border and, you know, impede, take away property from him. V'lo yazik lo b'shum tzad. So he says, don't ask a question. You know, wouldn't stealing from somebody also be a violation of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha? The answer is, of course it would, but that doesn't change the fact that there's a mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. V'chein kama mitzvot acherot tluyot b'zeh yadua hadavar l'chol ben da'at. Right, the Chinuch says, if you think about it, you can find plenty of mitzvahs in the Torah that would have otherwise been covered by the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. And nevertheless, there is a standalone mitzvah. Now, one second. That could push us more to the to explain as emotional, right? The practical applications of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha are covered or can be covered by tons of other mitzvahs. But the Ahavta L'Recha, again, that's not a bad idea.
Doesn't this ultimately flow into Tikkunit?
Tikkunit?
I mean...
Like Tikkun Olam?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the next step. If
well, that's the next line in the Chinuch. Look, he says, Shoresh HaMitzvah Yadua, beginning of the second paragraph, Ki Kimo She'ya'asehu B'chaveiro, Kein Ya'aseh Chaveiro Bo, U'bazeh Yesh Shalom Bein Habriyot. The Chinuch says, it's pretty obvious that if you love another person... You know, you do all these good things and he really feels it. One second, he'll do the same for you. And you come back to the Rambam's Kitzatenu at Kitzatenu, meaning it will just multiply. Like, who wouldn't want to live in a society where that was a really, not just like a theoretical principle, but it was expressed. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if it's really true, but you ever read like novels or see things like about like monks or these people who live, like you always assume that the kindest people to each other and that this, you know, if you live in a society like that, it's easier to be that way. And I could tell you, slightly from experience, but also from talking to people, when you convince another person that you genuinely care about him and you genuinely want what's good for him, it wins him over in a second. It's so obvious in life. If you're genuine and he feels how genuine you are, he's all in. It's impossible to hate a person or to dislike a person who loves you. Even if the emotional part's not there, just it makes you feel good. Okay? And now, I skipped a bunch in the chinuch, but the very end of it says, last three lines, V'noheget mitzvah zo b'chol makom v'chol zman. Obviously, it applies at all times to all people. V'over aleha v'lo nizhar b'mamon chavero l'shomo. You violate this, meaning you're not careful with his money. V'chol shekein im hiziko to b'mamon. And certainly, if you actively, you know, damaged his money, otziaro bishum davar ladat, or you made him sad, or you hurt him in any way, bitel asei zeh, you're in violation of this mitzvah asei, milvad hachiyuv shebo, in addition to whatever you're chayv to pay him monetarily, lefi anyan sheizik kemoshim befurash b'mekoma. I put this in only to point out that when push comes to shove, the chinuch says, what's a violation of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha? Doing something negative. He doesn't say v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The violation of it is if you don't love another person in your heart, which he could have said. Like, you feel it at the end, he needed to anchor his shita in something practical. I think like the Ramban and maybe like the Targum Yonasan of that which you wouldn't want to have happen to somebody else, you wouldn't do to you, right? It was just too hard for him to say anybody who doesn't love another Jew is in violation. Okay? That's my guess in terms of the chinuch. Okay? So, basically we have three approaches and the chinuch mixes them all together and we saw other interesting things. The problem is, it's either a problem or not, there's another Rambam. Okay? It's a Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Avel, and it's a famous Rambam, and he says as follows. It's just a great one. He says, Mitzvat asei shel divrehem. What does that mean?
The
drabanan, right? It's a rabbinic requirement. And here comes a list of mitzvahs. Levaker cholim, lenachem aveilim, lahutzi hamet, lachnis hakala, right? To help the person get married. Lelavot ha'archim, to walk with guests. Ulehitasek b'chol tzarchei kivura, to help with the burial. Laseit al hakatef, to carry the body, v'lelech lefanav, to walk in front, v'lispor v'lachbor v'likvor, to say eulogy and to dig and to bury, v'chein l'samech hakala v'hachatan, all these things that we know, u'lesadam b'chol tzarchem, to support a chasan hakala if they need it, v'elohen gimilut chasadim shebigufo she'en lohem shiur, right, these are good deeds that you can do, which have no minimum or maximum, af al pi shekol mitzvot elu midivrehen. Now here's the line. Even though, says the Rambam, each of these acts individually is a mitzvah drabanan, nichum aveh is a mitzvah drabanan, bikur chom is a mitzvah drabanan, harehein bichlal v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Nevertheless, they are part of the mitzvah d'oraisa v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Kol hadivarim sha'ata rotzeh sheya'asu otam l'cha acherim. All the things you would want people to do to you, asay ataotan le'achicha b'torah uv'mitzvot. You have to do to your fellow b'torah uv'mitzvot. Okay? Now, two questions. And so I wouldn't forget them, I actually wrote it on the sheet. Right? The two questions are as follows. The Rambam flip back to source number three. The Rambam says, mitzvah al kol adam le'ahov, kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. Okay? That's everybody. Unlimited. You look at the end of source number 7. and I cleverly bolded it. And he says, "I say, I tell Tan, you should be nice to who? Le'achicha b'Torah uve mitzvot." Now, we could argue about who exactly that covers, but it's certainly a limiting phrase, right? It's not kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. It's religious people, it's moral people, but it's not everybody. That's question number one.
Or you can say that in number three, kol echad ve'echad is the destination, and in number seven, the Torah of the mitzvot is really the how.
The qualification.
Meaning, and through the derech of Torah and mitzvot. So you could say that potentially, if they're not involved in your world of Torah and mitzvot, then that excludes them. But the distinction is really one of the who as opposed to the how.
Well, I think you're right, and I think it relates to the second point. Right? The second question is, wait, is it a mitzvah del Raisa or a mitzvah del Rabbanan? Right? If Yahav L'Recha Kamocha is a mitzvah del Raisa, and Nichum Avelim is a kim of Yahav L'Recha Kamocha, then how could that be a mitzvah del Rabbanan? That should obviously be a mitzvah del Raisa. Right? Or say a different way. The Rambam seemed to say, we understood the Rambam originally, that it's a mitzvah in your heart. If Yahav L'Recha Kamocha is in here. Okay? Now you come to the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, and he tells you 12 examples of do's and don'ts which constitute the mitzvah of Yahav Tlarecha Kamocha. So I think you're 100% right. It's too obvious, like the Rambam was too careful. When I was a little kid, he used to think, maybe he didn't remember what he wrote in Hilchos Avel, you know. But here he says, so I think that's right. And I think it works towards a certain solution, which is the following. The Rambam would say that the mitzvah of Yahav Tlarecha Kamocha is emotional. Okay? And that emotional feel applies to every single Jew. Every single Jew. A Mechal Shabbos, you know, whatever it is, it applies to every single Jew. Okay. To some extent. But as I said before, it's impossible to love somebody without it expressing itself in action, or say it another way. At some point, you're going to do actions that express your love. Right? It's just normal. So there, it really depends. And to work that out, we have to look at source number 8. Where the Rambam takes for granted that there is some kind of positive quality in hating or not loving certain Jews. Listen to this. Hasoneh she'ne'emar b'Torah hu mi'Yisrael. Lo me'umot ha'olam. The Torah, it's a limud, I don't want to go into it. Okay? So the first Rambam says it's talking about Jews, it's not talking about non-Jews. V'heyach yiel Yisrael sonei mi Yisrael. How could it be that a Jew is supposed to hate another Jew? V'akatuv omer lo tisnat achicha bilvavecha. You're not allowed to hate another Jew. Amru chachamim. No. Kigon shera'ahu levado she'avar aveira. Right? You see this guy, he's by himself. It means there's no witnesses, so he can't be punished. And he did a terrible aveira. V'hitrabo. And you told him, you did hocheach tochichet amitecha, last week's mitzvah. You told him, you can't do that, that's wrong. Velo chazar, he rejected you. Harezo mitzvah lisno lisono ad she ya'aset tshuva v'yachzor mirisho. There's a mitzvah to hate him until he repents, until he does tshuva, and he stops doing this terrible act. And then he says, "Va'af al pi shadayin lo asa tshuva." Even if he didn't do tshuva, im mitzao nivhal b'masao. If you see him, you know, carrying this huge weight on his back, mitzvah lifrok v'litoni mo, you have to help him. V'lo yanichen no telamut shema. Right, that's a mitzvah that we saw already. Right, the mitzvah says, "What does the pasuk say?" Ki tireh chamor sona achar roveit tachad ma. Yeah, ki tireh hamor sona acha roveit tachad maso v'chal azov tazomimo. You have to help him. V'yavoli de sakna v'atora hikpida al nafshot Yisrael bein rishayim bein tzadikim. Okay, says the Rambam. The Rambam is basically trying to work this thing through. What does it mean that you're supposed to hate another person? So the Rambam says, no, you're supposed to hate another person when he does terrible things and he won't accept your tochacha. Okay? Now, it's obvious. When would you stop hating him? When he accepts your tochacha and he stops doing it. So the Rambam says, like, it's a big chiddush. The Rambam says, you spoke mitzvah lissono, end of the third line, ad sheyaset tshuva v'yachzor mirishal. Well, of course. Would I have thought otherwise? Would I have thought this guy's now, you know, a tzaddik? I'm supposed to keep hating him because he once did something wrong? The Rambam is not. The Rambam is saying the geder of the mitzvah, and the geder of the mitzvah is hocheach tochich et amitecha. You're supposed to right the wrongs of society when you see them being done. And the Rambam would say, I believe that there's a mitzvah lissono, meaning you have to let him know, you have to be angry at him, because it's supposed to, you see, this is last week's mitzvah. And this is why the Rambam twinned them, I believe. It's supposed to offend you when you see somebody driving on Shabbos. Right? It's supposed to hurt you in your heart, unrelated to anything else. And you're supposed to try to make that behavior go away. Okay? As soon as it goes away, of course, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha kicks in. Even for the Rambam, there are two separate things. There's your heart, and then there's the actions. So I think the Rambam would say, if you go back to source number 7, I think the Rambam would say as follows. Okay? You have a mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Assuming the guy didn't do anything terribly wrong, you have a mitzvah v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. But what if the guy does things that are wrong, right? You want to show him that his behavior is unacceptable. I think the Rambam might say, don't do bikur cholim. You can withhold from him, right? Because the Rambam says those things should be done la'achicha b'torah v'mitzvot. I think the Rambam would say, you're allowed to withhold actions because if you're Menachem Avil the guy, or you're Mevaker Cholim the guy, won't he think that you've forgiven him and now you approve of his behavior? And I think the Rambam would say, no, we're trying to hold out against that. You're trying to walk a fine line. And I'll say this. I think the Rambam would say, in that case, you could do via haftal recha kamocha. Let's say this. Why are you offended that he's driving on Shabbos? The answer is because via haftal recha kamocha. Because kol Yisrael arivim zebazeh. And the same way it would hurt you if your father drove on Shabbos, it hurts you that this guy drives on Shabbos. It hurts you because of the ahavtal recha kamocha, the sinah shebaleiv, some kind of that the Torah allows, is because these things offend you. And let's understand this: we are much more likely to be offended by people we know well than by complete strangers. You don't stay up at night because some guy you didn't know, you know, yelled at you at a red light. But if it's somebody you know.
Your wife.
Huh? Right. Rabbi Riskin, who I sat next to at the documentary last night. Just want to say. Okay? And he I wanted to say, when they put the thing on that said, please, you know, shut off your cell phones, he shut off his cell phone. Okay? Now, other people didn't. But, 1 second, I need to make this point. I think the Rambam is saying these are flip sides, and I think that's why the Rambam puts them together. Hochech tochech damitecha is the first cousin of allowing you to dislike another Jew. Why do you dislike another Jew? Not because he doesn't look nice. You dislike him because he's in violation of Torah mitzvahs, and it offends you. So the Rambam would say it offends you because of your haftal recha kamocha. Now, what do you do with the fact that the Rambam says one mitzvah, your haftal recha kamocha, is in your heart, and then lists 15 examples of where the act represents your haftal recha kamocha, but those acts only apply la'achicha b'torah v'mitzvot? I think that's a distinction. He would say maybe you're not supposed to do those acts for somebody who's not your brother, b'toro v'mitzvot, but v'ahavta l'recha kamocha would still apply to that person because he's a Jew, and that applies to all Jews.
I don't think so, because the next word, v'afal kish adayim lo asa tshuva, you still have an affirmative duty.
No, but that doesn't make sense, because afal kish adayim lo asa tshuva, well, of course, that's when you hate him. What do you mean, even though he didn't do tshuva? That's the whole definition of the mitzvah. It's only when he didn't do tshuva, because if he did tshuva, I think that's the line that proves my point. That line doesn't read right. When do you hate him? Oh, you hate him even though he didn't do tshuva. No, you hate him because he didn't do tshuva. The answer is you only hate him up until he does tshuva. Once he does tshuva, you stop. One second, Bruce. I'm not giving you, because we're not going to finish. I want to read one other Rambam, because I'm not sure it fits in, but it's important to know. The Rambam in Perek Chelep, where he has the Yud Gimel Ikarim, I'm sorry, the Mishnayos on the 10th Perek of Sanhedrin, where the Rambam puts his Yud Gimel Ikarim, and he says, V'ka'asher yihiyu kayamim la'adam kol yisodot halalu. A person who believes in one God, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one Navi, and Tchias HaMesim, and all these things, v'emunatam bohem amitid, he really believes, harehu nichnas b'chlal Yisrael, he is a member of the Jewish people, v'chova la'ahavo v'lachmo ala v'chol ma shetzivah Hashem otanu ze al ze min ha'ava v'ha'achva. All the mitzvahs of Av, the Avlorecha Kamocha, and don't lo tisnat achich v'lovecha apply to such a Jew. V'afilu asam mashi achol liot min ha'averot machmat ta'avato v'itkavut yitzro hara. The Rambam says, doesn't mean he's a tzaddik. He does things wrong. He has a yetzahara. Okay? You know, he eats a cheeseburger. Harehu ne'enash lefi godel meryo v'yesh lo chelek. He will be punished for eating a cheeseburger, but he's going to Olam Haba. Because he's a Jew. V'humi posheisa, the Rambam means this in a positive way. He's a Jew who sins. That's a good thing. V'chashe yifakfek adam b'yisod me'elu ha'yisodot. But let's say he doesn't believe in the one God. He doesn't believe in Torah Mi'sinai. Hareze yatsa min haklal. Literally, he has left us. V'kafar b'ikar. Because he denies a fundamental premise of the religion. V'nikra min v'apikos v'kotzeitz b'nitiyot v'chova lisnoto l'hashmido. V'alav u'omer halo misanecha Hashem eschna. That's a pretty mean thing. But the Rambam here, I don't know if it applies exactly, but the Rambam here sets up an example. He says as follows. A person who sins is a full-fledged Jew for all respects. Now, he sins. Doesn't mean he won't be punished for the sin. It doesn't mean you shouldn't try to help him to stop sinning. But all the rules apply to such a person. The Rambam says, a person who rejects one of the foundational principles of Judaism, he's out. He's not part of the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Every time it says another Jew, it doesn't apply to this person. Because a person who, I think the Rambam would say, a person who rejects God is not part of the Jewish people. Now, This is the Rambam who really, you know, you could argue historically the Rambam felt like he had to double down on these things. It's just the Rambam. But it's possible that when the Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazakah, he has these ideas in mind. And that things like La'achicha b'torav mitzvot means not he's the frumest guy in the world, means he accepts the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah. He believes all those things. And, you know, Kal Echad ve'echad mi Yisrael excludes a person who's not me Yisrael, which Rambam would say is such a person. Now, such a woman who has a son or a daughter, even the Rambam would say the child is Jewish. You know, genetically the child is Jewish. It's not like this person has to convert back to Judaism. But the Rambam thinks literally, hotzi atzmo min haklal, you don't relate to this person as if this person is Jewish. So you have like maybe three categories. You have the people who keep the whole Torah and you love them and you admire them and whatever. You have the people like us who are Jews and do our best but are in violation of plenty of things. With respect to them, you're offended by their violations and you want them to fix it. That's an expression of v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. And then there's people who are just outside of the pale. They reject the fact that God gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. They're in their current state, they're irredeemable, and I think there I'm confident in saying the Rambam would say, don't go to the wedding, you know, don't be Menachem Avel, don't be Menachem Avelim, because, you know, it really offends and it really hurts. Yes?
There is a mitzvah to prop up the man whose animal fell.
We just did that, yeah.
The one you hate comes first.
It's and written in the pasuk to include that person.
It may be that the positive things you do to the one you love may include everyone, and the dislike or hatred in your heart, that's really in your heart.
They don't have. I would agree with you that they don't have to be the exact flip sides.
Right.
Okay. And then I'll just.
One Thank joke you, Rally Rapper, and one joke we'll leave okay. off the.
So the.